Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Pei. Zvachim Daf Pei, and again, today she is sponsored, L'Refu Shalema, Tinok Ben Rachel Esther, and Eliot Svi Halevi Ben Malka. They should be both be zochet to a Refu Shalema. Okay, we are up to the Mishnah on Ayat Esma Beis. As Be'ez Hashem, today we get into the Peis of Zvachim. A couple of dafim left, 3.5 dafim left, here to the 8th parak of Masech HaZvachim, as we continue talking about mixtures. That's what this parak is, Parak HaTa'aroves. And again, we get into Shas topics today, as we've had a number of them over the past couple of days. We had the issues of Gzeira L'Gzeira on yesterday's daf. We had Min B'mino, Min B'she'eno Mino, and Tam Ke'iker, and Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And we've had issues of Ro'in. Are we allowed to view items Ki'ilu? There are other items in terms of color. We had issues of Ba'ali Mumin. Get a lot of different Shas topics that come up in this parak. So here we go, Mishnah of Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Dam Tamimim B'dam Ba'ali Mumim. If the blood gets mixed up, the dam of a tam animal, a unblemished animal, gets mixed up with the tam Ba'ali Mumim, the tam of Tamimim is supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, and the dam of Ba'ali Mumim is supposed to be poured out. Yishafek La'amah, it has to be poured out. You can't be Zorek it, even if there's rov, Rashi adds in. Even if there's rov, gzeira, you might come to use it and do it even if there's no rov. Gzeira shema, lo yarbe alav yachshiruhu, Rashi says. So therefore, it's always usser. Kos, meaning you have to pour it down to the yama. Kos bekosos, what if you have two different cups of blood that got mixed up? One's tam, one's balmum. So here, the other one was talking about, it's in one cup. So here is the two different kosos, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im karav kos echad, yikrivu kala kosos. Rabbi Eliezer says, as we had this referred to earlier, if one has already been hukrav, so then one can be makriv all the kosos, because we can assume, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that the first one was the one that was the balmum blood, and now I am being makriv all the others. Yikrivu kala kosos, all the ones that are tamim. The chachamim omrim, no, we pass them like the chachamim. Afilu karvu kulon chutz me'echad mehan, even if they were makrib, all of them, except for one of them, yishafech la'ama, so it has to be poured down to the bottom of the azara, right? It cannot be hukra, because you have to be choshesh, that the one that you have left is the one that's a balmor. Good. Next, tani tana lamata shenis arvu benitana lamala. So we have blood that's supposed to be put on the lower part of the mizbeach, lamata michuta sikra, like an olas behema, and it got mixed up with blood of a chatos behema. That's supposed to be put up lamala michuta sikra. Rabbi Eliezer Omer yitain lamala. Rabbi Eliezer says you first put blood lamala. That's first. First you put blood the mala, because that we say is kilu, that's the matanos of the chatos. And even though Veroana Aniyas Tachtonim Milamala Kilu Heimayim, let's first read this, and I could view the tachton blood that's mixed up in this blood, kilu is just mayim. Meaning there's no iser if I don't have kavana, Rashi says. I don't have kavana lechaper to bring as a karban, so I have in mind that all the blood that's supposed to be above is being sprinkled above, any that's supposed to be below that is being sprinkled above, is ki'ilu, it is just water, the yachzer v'itin lamata, and then I again put more, do another matana, lamata. And that lamata, says Rashi, serves two functions. It is both the shvichas shirayim of the chatas behema, and it is the beginning, the matana of the olas behema. That serves two functions, the matanos of the that are put below. So this is two discussions that we have to have on this line. Number one, Rashi. Rashi says, why isn't it a problem? Hoel ve'eno miskaven. Since one doesn't have kavana, what is the emphasis of that line? What's the importance of that line? Says the Tiferes Yisrael here on our Mishnah. What is Rashi getting at? Lahachi yiskaven shelo latzeis. Have dafka kavana that I don't want this to work, because if I have a kavana for it to work, then it would be a problem. And therefore, if I have kavana shalolatzis, you might say mitzvah zayin srichas kavana. So if I do it automatically, so then even if I wasn't planning on this being part of the mitzvah, but stama lishma, just to quote the Gemara that we had almost 80 days ago, back on that Beis Amabes. So says the Tiferes Yisrael, you have to have kavana shalolatzis. Upikia gavna aflaman da'amar mitzvah zayin srichas kavana lo yatzah. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, then he adds in a line, uviprat bekachim, and especially by kachim, where there's an even higher standard, to call him asasik bekachim lo yatsa. If you're misasi b'kashim, dafka, kavanah shel latzeis is even worse than misasi, doing things without thinking, lo yatzer, right? We had that at the end of the fourth parak, right? Before Ezeo Makoman, on daf mem zayin. So that's what the Tiferes Yisrael says, that one is, kavanah shel latzeis, that is the key, right? That will remind us of the Magen Avraham in Simen Samach, who quotes the Radvaz, that what do we paskin about Mrs. Srichas Kavana, Mrs. Ein Srichas Kavana? So we know we paskin Mrs. Srichas Kavana, or generally the assumption is the Shulchan Aruch quotes Yesh Omrim v'Yesh Omrim, and it says v'Yesh Omrim Srichas Kavana v'chein Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, but the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz v'dafka b'mitzvah Daraisa ava mitzvah Rabbanan Ein Sarach Kavana. By Mrs. Daraisa, you need the Kavana, but Mrs. Darabanan, ain't Sarah Kavana, that is the Radvaz quoted in the Magen Avraham. Remember Tosas earlier quoted on Daf Chavav, that according to Shmuel, remember Shmuel said, Shelo bimkomo kimkomo dami, so what about here? Shelo bimkomo kimkomo dami, so the point is that if you have Kavana, Shelo latze is Kavana, l'shem mayim, so that undermines even the Shita of Shmuel of Shelo bimkomo kimkomo dami. Number one. Number two, the other interesting point that Rashi brings out here is what we just mentioned, that the tachton matana is both the shvicha shirayim of the chatas and the matanas of the ola. The question is, what do you need to say that it's the shvicha shirayim of the chatas? Right? What do you have to say that for? It's, you're going to do shvicha shirayim of the ola anyway. So you're going to do the matanas of the ola, and then you're going to pour the rest anyway on the yisod. Right, so what do you have to say that it's the shvicha shirayim of the chatas? So Rashi even says that first, fourth to last line in Rashi. V'nesinas mata ta'alolo l'shvicha shirayim shel chatas u'lahas chilman azola. Right, so what do you have to say both of those for? So maybe it's l'shitasa. Because why? The Rashi said earlier, a couple of lines earlier, why does Rabbi Eliezer say that we do first the lamala and then the lamata? Why do we do? We're trying to do both. Why do we do Lamala first? Because the Gemara says later on, Adaf Peites, we'll get to this, Be'ezus Hashem, that Chatas is always Kodem La'asham. The Gemara will get into, in Perakal HaTadir, get into what is the order of different Karbanos, right? That's the Perakal HaTadir, is Tadir V'Tadir, Tadir She'eno Tadir, Kal HaTadir Mechavera, Kodem Eschavera. That's the first line in Perakal HaTadir, Adaf Peites. But all the Mishnayos in that parak discuss what comes before what. So the Gemara there says, on Daf Pei Tes Amad Aleph, if you have Dam of a Chatas and Dam of an Ola to be no sin on the Mizbeach, Dam Chatas comes before Dam Ola, Mipnei Shehu Meratzeh, because it is Meratzeh and brings a Kapara. So that's why here you have to do the Dam Chatas before you do the Dam Ola. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, again, two important comments on this Mishnah, that's why Rashi emphasizes Shvicha Shirayim, because if you just do the Matana of the Ola, and then do the Shvicha Shirayim, yeah, Shvicha Shirayim is not Ma'akev, that's true, but if you're doing it, you're supposed to finish the whole Avoda of the Chatas before you do any of the Avoda of the Ola. So says the Tiferes Yisrael, this time, last time it was in the Yachin, this is in the Boaz, here on our line, says the Tiferes Yisrael, L'chor HaKasha, L'nin Matzarach Lomar Kein. What do you need to say this for, Rashi? Halo Beloze, Shvicha Shirayim Lo Ma'akvi. It's not Ma'akiv anyway. V'gam Beloze, number one, it's not Ma'akiv, and number two, you're going to do it. Yishpoch Shiyari Adam L'Yesod, V'pnei Shiyari Adam Shalamata, V'yalolo Gam L'Shiyari Adam Elyon. You're going to do it, Shvicha Shirayim for the Ola, so that'll count for the Chatos too. V'nira Li Deratza L'Tarit Bazeh. Beautiful. Delo tikshi, don't ask me. Hari tzorach lahaktim elyonim l'tachtonim. You have to be makdim l'elyonim. V'yafilu shvicha shirayim shel elyon kodem l'zrikas hatachton. You're supposed to finish the whole avod of the elyon before the tachton. So therefore, here too, you should do the shvicha shirayim of the chatas before you start the ola. That's why Rashi says, demi dehischel ba'oso adam gomer. Imkein ech yitinacha tachton kodem shvicha shirayim adam elyon. So therefore, Rashi's bothered. How would you be able to do the matanos of the tachton before you do the shvicha shirayim of the elyon? Shetzorach shei b'yisod dromi v'su, and also hare mishana b'shiyari dam chatas l'naslo shalobim koma v'lazed tirtzu. That's Rashi's emphasis. De osa zrika shelamata ole lo kishvicha. To call anitane b'shvicha shatem b'zgayatza, as we had earlier, daflam et zayin v'yavagav shalonaslo ha'yisod mamish. Even if you don't put it on the mamish the yisod, you're putting it just under the chutah sikra on the wall, is good enough. Al kalpana midanastu lavade bichutah sikra kinastu al yisod dami ukimivuar sham. So that's an important two comments on the Tiferes Yisrael, both on the kavanah shel latzeis and misasek b'kachim, and the fact why Rashi says Shvicha Shirayim in this regard. So that is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Again, we have the blood that's mixed up. Chatas and Ola blood. Nitana Lamata and Nitana Lamala. Rabbi Eliezer says you are Yitain Lamala because Chatas called him Laola, and then you view the extra Tachton mixed in blood as if it's just water. The Yachzer V'Yitain Lamata. And then you go and do the Tachton blood and then you're good. V'Chachamim Omrim. But that is all beautiful, love this, but we don't paskin that way anyway. V'cham omrim, no, yishavek la'amba. No, this is tachton, this is elyon, right? The chamim don't hold of roin. Roin ki'ilu it's mayim, that's a Rabbi Eliezer type of shita, and therefore the chamim say you just have to pour it all out. What happens if you didn't? V'yimlo nimlach v'nasan, kosher. If the Kohen did not ask the question and he did it anyway, he did what Rabbi Eliezer said anyway, kosher. Even though he wasn't supposed to do it, but if he did it, it is kosher. Why is it kosher? Rashi again adds in on the bottom line, because lamaisa, you did lamala, and then you do lamata. The Shem Gubat says he adds in. Rashi says, nitam yimeno lamala, and Rashi then says, savri yesh bila, there is mixing in, there's blending in of the liquids, v'yachzer v'yitin lamata, and then you do lamata. Meaning if you didn't ask and you already did the lamala, so then, the Shimon Kubat says adds in that you could continue and do the Lamata. There is a question in the Achronim, why don't you say Dichui here? Right? Once the Chachamim say that Yishafech La'ama, it's supposed to be poured aside, and you're not supposed to use it, or do any Matanas in the Mizbeach, so why don't you say Dichui, and it is never going to be allowed in the Mizbeach. Okay, but for some reason there's no Dichui, maybe this is like Chanan HaMitzri, this doesn't hold of Dichui, or some other answer. Good. Now we get into the next part of the Mishnah. The next Ta'arovis discussion. Hanitanin b'matana achas shinis arva b'nidam matana achas. Now you have bloods, different types of bloods. Again, not lamata lamalon, but numbers. Numbers. So if you have a karbon whose blood is supposed to be put one matana on the mizbeach, that guy mixed up with a different karbon, but also matana achas on the mizbeach. Rashi says dam of a bechor and dam of meiser. Right, this is in the last mishnah in Ezom HaKoman. Remember, Ezom HaKoman has the list of all the different karbanos, and in the last mishnah we have the unique kadshei kalim. Right, that was back on daf nun vav mebeis. Right, the second to last daf in the fifth paragraph. Ezom HaKoman ha bechor va meiser pesach kadshim kalim shechitason. So they all are held together by, they're all different than the shlamim. That was the Mishnah on the previous daf, where the Gemara quoted that on daf nun hey, but here on daf nun vavim abeis, v'chorim ma'izer pesach kashim kalam shechitasan v'chol makam bazara. You can shech them anywhere. They're kashi kalam. V'daman ton matana achas. And they need one matana on the mizbeach. Bechor, ma'izer, and pesach. As long as it is keneged ha'yisod. I mean, it's got to be on the north or on the west side, but the southeast corners, we know that didn't have yesod, so you can't do it there. So that's the right matana achas here. Matana achas, you got a bechor that got mixed up with meiser. So what do you do? It's one and one. So you know it's a matana achas. So you just put one. You put one matana. So the question is, what's the chiddush of that line? What's the chiddush of one and one? So the Rishonim here don't discuss it, but this Mishnah also appears in Erevin Daf Kuf. And that's where the Rishonim discuss this Mishnah at length, as we will be quoting from a number of Mefarshim. So if you look in the Tosfos Arash, there in Erev and Daf Kuf, the Tosfos Arash says, maybe there's no Chiddush to this line, it's just to introduce the next line, or maybe not. Lo mashvel on shum rabusa b'hach reisha, ela mefarish v'azil, ada asi l'pluktayu d'Reb Eliezer Reb Yeshua. Number one. V'shema asala ashminan, or maybe not, maybe it is telling you the following Chiddush, d'lo neima d'niboy shrei matanos.
You might have thought that there are two karbanas bloods here. So fine, they're both matana achas, but maybe you have to do one for one and one for the other. Maybe that's the chiddush. You could just do one, and both of them can be counted, because this is assuming, as we'll see in the Gemara, ein haza'a tzricha shi'ur. There is no minimum amount that is required for the hazos, and therefore any amount would be okay. That's all one, get mixed into one. Next, matan arba b'matan arba. You know it's b'matan arba, right? If you have four and four, you have a chatas that got mixed up with a chatas. So then, Rashi here says arba and arba might here mean shtayim shehein arba with shtayim shehein arba, right? Kamo dam ola bidam shlamim o bidam asham shem tunin shtem atonim shein arba v'shneim tachtonim, meaning it's all the same place. So you know it's matan arba. So four and four, you put the four matan arba matana achas. But here's the machlokas. What if it's four and one? You have a one that's supposed to have four shtayim shein arba with one. Rashi says dam ola bibachor. They're both in the same place, but Ola requires Shtayim Shein Arba, Bechor only requires one. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yi Natnu B'Matan Arba. Do the Shtayim Shein Arba. Do an extra Zrika, says Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Not an extra one, but it's four and one mixed in, so do the four. Rabbi Shua Omer, Yi Natnu B'Matan Achas. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, just do the one. Omer, Lo Rabbi Eliezer, so the Gemara, the Mishnah here lists off the Svaras given for the Tanoim. Omer, Lo Rabbi Eliezer, how are you over about Tigra? How could you only one? It's Baltigra. What the Torah tells us in two places in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, the Isra Baltosif and Baltigra. You can't do a Avera, you can't do a mitzvah in an inferior way. Baltigra, Amar Le Rabbi Yoshua, Ari over Bial Baltosif. Okay, you're worried about Baltigra? What about Baltosif? That's what I'm worried about. You can't do four. Because what about the one in here? You're doing extra. So Amalei Rebbe Eliezer, Lo Nomar, Baltosif, Elek Shuba Atzmo. Rebbe Eliezer says back, Baltosif is only when you're not worried about anything else. Here you're only doing it because Choshesh Mishum Taroves. Right? It's not that this is anything that I would do normally. I just don't know. I'm in a tough spot. So Amalei Rebbe Yeshua, so do I. Lo Nomar, Baltigra, Elek Shuba Atzmo. Baltigra is also only when it's alone. But if you have a good reason to be doing it, then I'm doing it. The Meiri in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chavches, those are the Sugyas and Shas, Baltosim and Baltigra. Rosh Hashanah, Chavches, Erev and Daf Kuf, and right here, Zvachim Daf Pei. Right, those are the three of the places where it is discussed. So the Meiri says there in Rosh Hashanah Chavches that Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Eliezer go back and forth here. The first stage is not really the Iker points. Right, the second part says the Meiri is the Iker what they say, because they each like what they see, but it's only they each say the same thing, right? Baltosif and Baltigra only when there's no other reason for me to do it. It's Baatzmo, there's no Tarovis. But the Odam Rabbi Yeshua also adds Kishanasata Avarta al Baltosif. Baltosif is worse. If you do too much, you violated Bekum Vaaseh. V'yaseh Asisa Maisa B'yadcha. Kishalona Sata, if you didn't do, it was just Sheva Altaseh, Avarta Al Baltigra, V'lo Asita Maisa B'yadcha. If you didn't put a Matana, then you just violated Baltigra, and it's better to violate Baltigra than Baltosif. It's better to violate something B'sheva Altaseh than Bekum Vaaseh. And that is something that comes up all the time. Right? The Chiluk of Sheva Altaseh and Kum Vaaseh. Sometimes it's not 100% clear. What does it mean? Sheva Altaseh. How do you define? Does that just mean physical or not physical? Right? Well, what about keeping your wearing shatness, not taking off your shatness? Is that an Avera Bekum Vaaseh? Or is that an Avera B'Sheva Altaseh? Right, so not always 100% clear which it is. That's what Rashi here says. V'lasisa maisa b'yadcha ve'eno dome ose maisa liyoshev ve'eno ose. It's not, can't compare where you do an action to sitting and not doing an action, v'isr b'me'elav, and the isr comes b'me'elav by my not doing the action. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here, about Baltosif and Baltigra, and let's go one by one. First, the general, the Isra Baltosim Baltigra, so that's mentioned in two places, in Dvarim, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Pasuk Aleph, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. So Dalet Beis is where the Rishonim discuss it, because that's the first time it's mentioned. Rashi says, Lo Tosifu, Kigon, Baltosim and Baltigra, Kigon Chamesh Parshios Betfilin, Chamisha Mina Belulav, Chamesh Tzitzios. Right, adding on an extra, where there's a number. V'chein Lo Sigru. That is Rashi. Says the Ramban, V'chein Amru B'Sifri, Minayin Shelo Tosif Al Alulav Al Atzitzis, Tamalom Al Tosifu. Minayin She'im Pochsin Mehem, Lo Tigru. Minayin She'im Pasach Lavarach Berchas Kohanim. Another example the Ramban gives is Berchas Kohanim. Lo Yomar, Holo Basachti Lavarach Omer Hashem Elokei Avosechem Yosef Alechem. I'll add in some more psukim. Besides Berach Hashem Yishmerecha. Besides those words, Tamalomar Hadavar. Afilu Dover Lo Tosif Alav. Even one thing. These are examples all of, first, you have chefs shel mitzvahs, tzitzis, lulav, tefillin. Then you have mice, then you have a bracha, you might call it the words of a mitzvah, berachas kohanim, and then the Ramban adds, even maisa mitzvahs for a longer amount of time than you're supposed to. Avalo be'elo bilvan amrel ela afa yashim besukkah b'shmini be'kavan aloka. I sleep in the sukkah shmini etzeres in Eretz Yisrael, kamo shemuzkar b'mzechaz rosh hashanah, v'chenem yasa chag, shisha over b'lav zeh. I do sukkahs only 6 days. Fine. That is the Ramban expanding on Rashi. So you have it, you have different Baltosim and Baltigris, and each one can be analyzed. Right? Chefza shal mitzvah, maisa mitzvah, content of a mitzvah. But then the Ramban, he has on his own addition, and that is creating a mitzvah. So this Ramban highlights the fact that there's not an exact parallel between Baltosim and Baltigra. Right? But sometimes there are. If I do tzitzis with extra, with less, sometimes there's a parallel. But the Ramban says there's Baltosif by making up your own mitzvah. Ulefi daiti, afilu bada la'asos mitzvah bifnei atzma. Kigon, sha'asa chag b'chodesh abada milibo. I make up a new holiday. Ki yaravam, like yaravam benavat, made a new holiday. Over belav, I also violate Baltosif. V'kachamra, that's exactly what is implied by the Gemara and Megillah daf yadalad regarding Mikra Megillah. They weren't going to add on the mitzvah. Me'ev eshvonim neviim amdulem li'Yisrael. V'lo pachsu v'lo hosifo ma'ashakas v'atara afilu os achas chutz mimikra megillah. And they darshened it. Even though ein navi rasha l'chadish davar me'ata, they added that on. Right, they added that on. Lo zazu misham ha'shenosim v'nosim v'davar ha'sheheir ha'kadosh baruch hu'eneyem. Harei sha'isa ha'mitzvah zu asur lehem. It would have been asur. Im kein he'bechlal lo tosif alav. That's what you needed the pasuk to add on. Good, that's the Ramban. But what about if I just take off a mitzvah? Ramban says if I create a mitzvah, I violate Baltosif. I take off a mitzvah, that's not Baltigra. Every time I don't do a mitzvah, I don't violate Baltigra. Now, what exactly is Baltigra? So that's a Turi Evan that's quoted by all the Achronim. The Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches, and that's sugya. What does it mean? Baltigra, doing a mitzvah begira on. Doing a mitzvah in an inferior way. That's what Baltigra is. So for example here, if I'm supposed to do a mitzvah by doing shtei matanos shehin arba, and then I only do it with one, am I yotze the mitzvah? Yes. I'm yotze, we pass in like Beis Hillel. Merit back in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Vav, the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai. We pass in like Beis Hillel, even one matana, b'di'evit is okay. But I'm doing the mitzvah, I could have done it in a more ideal, expansive way. So if I do a mitzvah, begira on, so that is where we have the Isra Baltigra. Right, this is about Baltigra. Right, what are the writer, right, all of Rashi's examples there were Baltosif, but adding on. So what's Baltigra? It can't just be just taking away a mitzvah, because that's just not doing the mitzvah. Rav Schechter quotes this in the Ginas Egos in the context of tzitzis. Context of tzitzis and tchelas. He quotes from the Beis Halevi, who quotes this to Re'evin, but Ogeel Adaras Halav to Baltigra. To Bematal, Gimet Tzitzios Lebeged, if I only put on three corners of the tzitzis, oh, bechiser parsha me tefillin. I only put in three parshios of the tefillin. That's not Baltigra. You're not doing anything. Ef shalomer sheover bebaltigra shari lo asa klum. Ve'ein labze noeg yelo ba'ose eze mitzvah begira on. Klomar shekiyem a mitzvah ba'ofen sheasa. I was mekayim the mitzvah. Ela shechiser milakayma bishle musa. But I didn't do it in as much as I could have. And he quotes Ayin Mishnah Brura to bedamim anitana matana achas b'makom reshiyachan beiz matanos. After Karmon to be the Eved Kiper, it's Baltigra. Vizoto Chachas Megula. This is the Mishnah Brura. La Adam Arote Lehisrash El Lefamim B'mitzvahs Asay B'Darvish Yerach Lechadchila. I could get away with it? No, that's not what we say. That could be Baltigra. Ulefi Divrei Aturei Eved. Now Rav Schechter talks. Zui Hagdaras Hachlav De Baltigra Shlolasos Mitzvahs HaTorah Begira On. Veinu Noag Ela B'kiya Gamna. Only if you're doing the mitzvah, but Begira On. So that's what he suggests. He said that he's a big believer in Tcheles. The Torah is a big believer in Tcheles. He's a big believer in the modern Tcheles. So again, that might not be if somebody doesn't wear it for a principle. If somebody doesn't wear it for a halachic reason, so then, you know, that's not, you know, just not being matriya. But either way, this is the Turei Evan in terms of Baltigra. Again, a lot more. Let's just turn over for a moment. The Tosfos printed on Peyam Abeis. Tosfos at the end of Baal. Tosfos says, what's the whole issue here about Baltosif, Baltigra? You know, in Bim Tomar, the end of Tosfos Baal, second wide line. Eiz Baltosif Yesh. When you do one and you do two extra, it's all lamata, michut ha-sikra. What did we say before? That could count as a shvicha shirayim. So v'levi matana shniya b'shul shirayim. Shel b'chor. What's the Baltosif? So either it's supposed to be, and if it's not supposed to be, if it's shlamim, it's supposed to be two. And if it's b'chor, it's only supposed to be one, and this could be the shirayim. The Ovid Od Shirayim Bishvil Ola Ain Klum. Eliyasa Shirayim Bishvil Ola. Why, what's the difference? Why, so the Gemara, so it says, Tosfis. V'yesh lomar matana rishona shal ola nichras v'shteit studim. V'zeo bal tosef. The ola, the shlamim, splits onto two sides of the mizbeach. That can't be looked at as one. And therefore, right, the matana shal b'chor e'nerak mitzad echad. So you're definitely doing something more than you're supposed to. Doing anything more than you're supposed to, tosef gives another answer, that would be a problem of bal tosef. Okay, good. Question of the rishonim. Why, according to Rabbi Yehoshua says you do one. Why don't we say Asi Dochalos Asay? Why don't we say the Asay of Zrikas Hadam, of the Shlamim, or of the Ola, is Doche the Avera of Baltikra, or the Avera of Baltosef, right, if you're doing it extra. Why don't we say Asi Dochalos Asay? The Pashas is that there's no Isser. That's what he says. There's no Isser, or according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's what he would answer. But why don't we say, and that's exactly what Rashi says in Erevin, not Rashi here. What's the Svara here for Rabbi Eliezer? Why do you do four? So the Pashas is, what he said, there's no Isser when you're doing it just because of his Taroves. But Rashi here and Rashi there give different Svaras. Rashi here says, Rowin. You're allowed to view it, Ki'ilu, it's Mayim. Ki'ilu, it's Mayim, the extra ones. Rowin. But Rashi in Erevin says, Asi Dochalos Asay. That's the svara for Rabbi Eliezer. Says Rashi, Asi asei dechatas, dechsiv, v'nasan al karnos, v'dachi lebal tosif tebechar. That's Rashi, kuf amad aleph in Erevin. So, the question is, so what does Rabbi Yehoshua answer back? Right, Asi dechalos asei is a shas principle. So why don't we say it here? Why don't you say Asi dechalos asei? So a couple of answers. Tosfos in Erevin says, why don't you say it there? Because of the following. V'im tomer, v'leisi asei v'litchi lav de baltosef, v'yesh lomar, delo dami klau, l'kilayim betzitzis. Don't compare this to other cases of kilayim betzitzis and taras v'mila, dehacha al yedei pshia huba. This got mixed up because of negligence. V'haya yachol iskayim belo tchiyas alav. You could have been mekayim this without. This is the Kohen's fault. There was a negligence. If there's a negligence, you don't say Asi Dochalos Asay when there is negligence. That is a huge discussion in the Achronim about this day of Tosfos. What does this tell me? This limit. What does this tell me about the principle of Asi Dochalos Asay? And it could work in both ways. Right? There's a major chakira in Asi Dochalos Asay. How much do we say to use words from elsewhere, Hutra or Dechuya? Do we say the Asay literally pushes off the Los Asay? The Los Asay exists, but the Asay just pushes it aside? Or do I say no? B'makam Asay, there is no Los Asay. Like a Hutch review. If I'm doing the mitzvah, the Los Asay, right, the strongest formulation of this we've quoted in the past, is the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon printed on the page of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos in Rebbe Demila, around Kuf Lamed Gimel or so. So, the b'makom, Averas only exist when you're not doing a mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah when you do the Avera, then there is no Avera. So, what is this Tosfos pointing to? Which Svara? Which Sad? And there are both that are suggested. If you say it's Hutra, then it's Hutra. It doesn't matter what you brought you into this. Or maybe no. You could only say it's Hutra if you got into this without your Pshia. If you got into this with your Pshia, then it's not going to be, doesn't disappear. But either way, this is a big discussion this day of Tosfos. If you look in the Ritva there in Erevin Dafkov has a different shot. The Ritva in Erevin Dafkov has another answer to this question. Why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua answer Asi Dochalos Asay? He quotes Tosfos. Hikshu b'Tosfos. Amai lo amrinan Asi Asay dematandam dematan dalid v'dachi los Asay dematan achas to be'idna to come me'akar lav mekayim Asay. It is simultaneous, which is a requirement for Asi Dochalos Asay. V'yimkin l'divri akol. Ailo lo marshinatim matan dalid. Tier 2. He quotes Tosfos that we don't have in Tosfos. Dibbe kachim lo amrino nasi asei v'dochi lo sasei. You don't say it in kachim. Kimo sha'amru bizvachem perak dam chatas. Sadi zayin amabes. Right, we're not there yet. Gabi haditznan. She'im psula hi tifsol. Vim ksheri hi teachal kachomer sheva. V'amaisi nami asam. And he quotes other, that the benirin advarim. She'in sarach lo kol zebakan. The Ritva quotes that day and then says, I don't think you need this. Lefisha lo amru dasi asei v'dochi lo sasei. Elokum kilayim betitzis v'ilab tzaras. Shalav ba me atzmo al mitzvah say v'hi mitzvah sheyesh ba kum asay v'ef shar below dechia. It's impossible that these things wouldn't be together. Aval
Hazah asmatan ha'achas, fazot banan arba, kol achas ba'ala atzma. Vivzebib shi uso garam, sheyis arvu. Like Tosva says, uba'alave masei biyachad, sheyishkiya masei ba'achas, v'isr la ba'achas. He has, again, just a deeper formulation of why it works that way. Pshia means that they don't always go together. And therefore, they're not looked at as one unit. And I say in a lo saseh, and you could put, the asay could subsume the lo saseh. Because there was pshia, meaning they're two separate acts, then you can't say one blinds you from the other, excuse me. The kivin shebishvil pshiyaso hu ein lono levata lalam epikiyam asay, because that's because of a rivet zal, the acherim min hamafarshim. But again, that is the ritva. But he has that daya. Ein asay docholos asay bekachim. So you might say, it's just what he means is, ein asay docholos asay shebe mikdash. Right, that's a chazal. And that's discussed by the Meshech Chachma also in Zos HaBracha. The Meshech Chachma says the following Chiddush as well as Rabbi Yosef Engel, two of the great Achronim. Why do we say that? Why do we say, Ein asay docha lo sasay shebe mikdash? Well, we'll get to that in Daf Sadi Zayin. That's what the Gemara says there. Why is that? So both the Meshech Chachma and Rabbi Yosef Engel say maybe it's based on the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro, who explains, what's the svar for asay docha lo sasay? After all, lo sasay is a more chamor. Lo sasay you get punished for. Shouldn't that be more chomer? Better not to do the Avera than not to do the mitzvah. So says the Ramban, no, ases are based on Avas Hashem, los ases are based on Yiras Hashem, and Ava beats Yira. That's what he starts off. The Meshech Chachma says, Ramban of Parshas Yisro, Bi'er, Tam da ase doche los ase, da after los ase chomer, vize b'misha ose midas atzmo. Imkein ha'ose maisa umamre, if somebody does a rebellion against Hashem, doing an avera, gadol cheto mimisha eina ose maisa ve'ena makayim ratzon Hashem yisbarach. In terms of a rebellious act, it's worse to do an avera and then not to do a mitzvah. Aval misha ose meratzon Hashem yisbarach. But if I'm doing ratzon Hashem, im anu nishkol b'mozni tzedek ma adif atvei. If we're trying to figure out a way on the scales, the spiritual scales, what's better? Em lavar halosa say o lekayim asay alze amrinan to osa maisa mare ahava lemitzvah la mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. If I do the mitzvah, I'm showing love. Umisha moneya me'asos losa sehu begeder yarei. V'godo mitzvah sa'ava me'a yirit l'Hashem Yisbarach. That's a paraphrase of the Ramban. V'lachein adifa shetitcha seh l'losa seh, kivach mashalovish kilayim betzitzis, ein zeh mitzad hameri. Why am I wearing kilayim betzitzis? Not because I'm rebelling. Rak mitzad sivo Hashem Yisbarach, lobosh kedilim. Because I want to wear tzitzis. But just plain avera for sure. Vada gadol amamre va'onsha chomor mi shemisatzel ve'inosa mitzvah zeu biur dvarav. Right, that is his expansion. But then he quotes ulevezeh osi shapir, and that's why our principle fits in beautifully by mikdash. By mikdash, what's the focus of mikdash? Yira. Yira is the focus in the base of mikdash. And that's why, in ase docha lo sase shebe mikdash, we'll have to mention this again on Daf Sadi Zayin, but we'll mention it here on Daf Pei. Debe mikdash ha-shchina shore, v'yasora nisim nasu, u'meirov ha-hergel shel ha-adam, bidveikus la-shem yisbarach, nokel limso midas ha-ahava. It's easy to find the av in the base of mikdash. L'chein esira toro, u'mi mikdash itiro. The Torah emphasizes Yira. Shasham nakel livot vilasur midas apachan meha adam. Right? You might not have as much focus of mikdash that you're supposed to. Vachain ein ase dochalosa say shibi mikdash. Kibi yani a mikdash, sham godol hatoelas meha yira lovli asos, mimashis hira Torah, meha toelas mimashias adam mishatzivta Torah. Vize tam muskal. And this is a great time. And he adds, vilakach, the shem alakach atira. And he continues, and he relates it. What does this have to do with the Zos HaBracha? He relates this to the last pasuk in the Torah. V'zeo sh'amar ha-kasuv, lo kam navi v'chulu, ulachol ha-mora ha-gadol. Ulegave Moshe, yira milsa zidrasi. Yira to Moshe is nothing. Ava begeder ava shal Hashem Yisbarach, kam b'malachim z'shlomo. He reads it into the last pasuk of the Torah, which we're not going to continue that right now. But that is all, second answer. Why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say, Asi dechalos asay? Tosfos says, number one, you don't say it aide pshia. The ritva there, Erev Daf Kuf quotes a deya, ein asi dechalos asay, bekachim u b'mikdash. Just the third answer, the Turei Evan there in Rosh Hashanah,
besides the other chiddush that we mentioned before about lo sigra, he says, ase docha lo saseh, if it's a weak aseh. What makes it a weak aseh? If nitan l'she'ela, if we can undo, you can undo the mitzvah through she'ela, you can be shol on hektish, so maybe that's why you don't say it. And then he even says it's l'shitaso, because machlokas Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua elsewhere, whether there's she'ela by hektish. And that could work out l'shitasam. Okay, let's continue. Amar Belazar. So that's all about Batosim and Batigra today. Now we get back to the first part of the Mishnah a little bit. Amar Belazar, we had this already. Lo Hishar Belazar El Shaim Shtayim. When does Belazar say, back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where the Dam, the bloods got mixed up, Dam Tam and Dam Balmum. What do you do? The, Lamata and Lamala, I'm sorry, the first line, yes. Kos bekosos, and the Dam Tamim and Dam. Reb Elazar says, if you were makriv one, then you could be makriv the rest. And the Chacham say no. Amar Reb Elazar, lehichshar Reb Elazar, ela shnayim shnayim. Reb Elazar only allowed that if you're doing two at a time. So for sure, one is okay, so the second is okay too. Alechad echad lo, but not one by one. Mazar Reb Dimi, but Reb Dimi says, doesn't it sound like the Chachamim say even one? Vacham Omer Afilu Karv Kulan Chus Me Echad Mehen Yishavik La'ama, which would mean Rabbi Elazar says even just one. Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmi Yerba Tachlifa, Azbro Lecha Mai Echad Zug Echad. Echad means one pair. Therefore, the Rabbi Elazar is defended. Vitzricha, we had these exact five lines earlier. So now the Gemara says you need the same discussion, the same machlokas, both by blood and by avarim. And by avari balmum and tamen that got mixed up, blood and avarim. Tzricha diyet mebaha, if you only had it by the avarim, ba'akam Rabbi Eliezer, that's where Rabbi Eliezer says, you could, if you did one, then just do the rest. Mishun disavid be kaparaso. Because after all, they're the dam. The avodas hadam was perfect. So the evarim are mixed up. But the dam was perfect, so we could be nota and somech that you already did the balmum one, and the rest is good. Aval baha igmodulurapana. But here, the avodas hadam itself is messed up. Right? That you don't, it's tainted. You don't even know what you're doing here. So maybe there, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree. V'i etmar baha, and if you only had the dam one, baha kamir rabbana, maybe only over here, the rabbana would say it's a problem, and you can't. Avo baha ima modi l'Rabbi Eliezer. But maybe they would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that by ivar that you're not allowed to do it. Sricha, that you're allowed to do it. Sricha, that's why you need both. Period. Tzan asab, says the Mishnah in Meseches Parah, in the ninth parak of Meseches Parah. Tzlochis shenaflu l'tocha mayim kol shehu. If you have a pail of the mechatas, of the paraduma, and a drop of water fell in. Tosfos on the bottom of the previous amud says this is all a chumra derabanan because midaraisa, there's bitul barov. Raisa bitul barov. Good. So you have a little water that fell in to the pail of the mechatas. Rabbi Eliezer omer yazeh shtehazos. We had this referred to earlier a couple of daf ago. Rabbi says you do two azos. Why? We'll have to see. The Chacham and Poslin, the Chacham say, no, it's possible. Once you get anything mixed up into the mechatas, you can't use it. So Bishlama Rabbanan, I understand the Rabbanan, why they possible. Savri Yesh Bila, they hold that when two liquids mix together, there is full mixing, there is full blending of the liquids. Vahazot Sri Chashir, and you need a minimum amount of the mechatas. You need a full hazaah of the mechatas. There's a minimum requirement. They mitzarf and lazos, and one hazaah can't be mitzarf with another hazaah. So each hazaah here that you do cannot connect to each other, and each one might have less than the requisite amount of mechatas, because each one might have some of the mayim regilim, the mayim shuvim. And again, there's no bittul on a Durabana level. That's why the Rabbanan say it is a problem. And the Shimon Kubetz says adds in, and you can't just do one big hazah, just do a hazah with a lot more than for sure. More than the Mayim Shuvim that fell in, because we would be gozer that you might not do that. You might not do that. But either way, according to Rabbanan, we realize why it's possible. El Rabbi Eliezer, my kasavar, but why does Rabbi Eliezer say you have, again, mechadas with a drop of water, then you do two hazos. So my kasavar, what's his svara? Ultimately, this is going to be connected to our Mishnah. My kasavar. So, kasavar ein bila. If you say there is no blending between liquids, meaning if two liquids get mixed in, and then I sprinkle one of them, maybe I only have from one, not from the other. So, if you say ein bila, so kimaza shte azos, my havi. So, if I do two azos, why would that work? Dilma travayu maya kamazi. Maybe both of them are from the maim shuvin. Elakasavar yesh bila. So what's the other side? Maybe he holds, no, there is full blending. So then what? Ikasavar ein hazaa tzricha shir. If there is no minimum requirement, lama lishtei hazaa, why do you have to do twice? There's full blending, so some of the hazaa is from the mechatas, and there's no minimum shir, so you've done it. Why would you need two? The elakasavar hazaa tzricha shir. If you say the hazaa would require a minimum shir, the elakasavar, I'm sorry, hazaa tzricha shir. So it must be that he holds hazaa requires a shir. That's why you need two. The ikasavar aim and sarf and lazos. But if you say the hazos can have aim and sarf to each other, then you're still stuck. Ki mazash di hazos mayhabe. If you do two, then they can't combine. Vinami mitzarf and lazos. And if you want to say you need a shear and they are mitzarif, mi yamre demale shiura. So even if you did two, who says you have enough? Maybe this is mostly, both of these hazos were mostly the mayim shuvim that fell in. So the Gemara is going to have three answers. Three pshatim, why Rabbi Eliezer, and this Mishnah says, again, you have mechatas that got a little bit of maim shuvin mixed in. Why does he say you have to do two azos on the tame person? So three answers. Number one, Amarei Shlakish, la'olam yesh bila. Maybe there is full blending, full mixing. Va'azot tzri chashir, and you have a minimum amount. Va'acha mayaskina koshin es arbu achas ba'achas. Only one shear of hazaah fell into the mechatas. Wasn't a ton. One shear of hazaah fell into the mechatas. And hazos are mitzarfos. So that's why you have to do two. Because if you do two, you definitely have the shear of a hazaah from mechatas together, because you have two hazos, so only one hazaah full of mayim shuvim fell in. So everything else is from the mechatas water. That's why you have to do two. Good. And they're mitzarif to each other. Rava Amar, number two, la'olam yesh bila. Really, there is mixing. Vaza ein srichat shir. There's mixing, and it doesn't need a shir. So really, you should only have to do one, and you're done. Because in that one is some mechatas. But v'knasa dekatsu chachamim. Gzera derabanan, it's a knas. Keche delam ishtari slays. You don't get any benefit from the mechatas. Why? Because here, you're going to add in some water, and then you save some. So maybe you'll add in some more regular water, and then you'll be able to use the mechatas for longer because you have more water. We make you do another one just to make sure. Spill it. It's as if you say spill it out. As if you say spill it out. Good. As you do an extra hazaah. So a fascinating question from the Achronim on this. But wait a minute. We know that according to some of the opinions, the chok of paraduma is that it's mitaras of tahorim and mitamei. Es hat mitaras hatameim umitamei es hatahorim. So if the first hazar really worked to be mitahir, this tameh, so now he's tohar. So when you do the second one on him, it should be mitameh him. So why does that help? So he's back to being tameh. Amazing question. So the answer given by the Achronim is that, no, before he was tameh meis. Now he's just tameh. The tumah that the mechatas does on a person is just tumas erev. Just one day. So either way, even when he sprinkles, he has to wait that night anyway. So even if theoretically he's mitameh through the second one, it's not going to be such a problem. Okay, either way, that's number two. Number three, Ravashi Amar Ein Bila. There is not proper mixing. And if you do one, maybe you didn't get it right. Yazesh de Azos. And that's why you have to do two Azos, because Hazot does not require a shear. That's why you need two Azos Me'ikar Adin, because maybe the first one didn't have, but again, you didn't mix in too much of the Sheuvin water. It's only very little of the Sheuvin that was mixed in. The sheet is a Rambam we're not going to get into now, but it is a problem. It's a problem. Some of the trying to put together all of the Rambams, right? It does not work out perfectly because the Rambam paskins hazah ein sri chashir, and he paskins yesh bila, so he should paskin that you could be mazeh from it. Yet the Rambam paskins like the chachamim that nifsala kula la hazah. So why does that work? So it is discussed by the Mefarshim. Meisvei, so we're going to ask a couple of kashas on these different opinions. Meisvei, first we're going to ask a kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was the first opinion. Meisvei, Rebbe, Omer, Rebbe says in the Tosefta, L'dibe, Rebbe Eliezer, Hazah kol shu mitaharis. Hazah does not have a requisite minimum amount. It's against Reish Lakish. Hazah kol shu mitaharis. Hazah ain sri chashir. Hazah mechza kasha, mechza pasol. Right? Why does he require two? So that is, according to Rebbe Elazar, there is no requisite shear, and even half and half. You know, it's a kashar mesh lakish. Right? Why does he need tarti? That's what Rashi explains here. Time to write tarti. Lamishim tsirifu, litsarfo, likishir. Doktani ain't srichas. He had to have one of the different other reasons. But again, that's befeirish against Mesh Lakish. The otanya, again, and there's another brisa that's against Rebashi. This one is against Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was the third opinion, who says, Ein Bila. So let's see, what does this Braisa say? V'otanya behedya, ha'nitan l'mala, shenis arvu b'nitan l'mata. You have l'mala and l'mata, right? As we said, dam chatos and dam ola, let's say, that got mixed in. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, yitain l'mala, like we learned in our Mishnah. Yitain l'mala, put it above, and look at the shita or on the side, the words he added in. V'roa ani es ha'tachtonim kilu hein mayim. And whatever extra tachtonim blood that was sprinkled up here is kilu it's mayim v'hatachtonim alulo. And then what you sprinkle below would work v'hatachtonim alulo. That would work for, as we said, both the shirayim of the chatas and the matanas of the ola. The e amen ein bila. But if you say ein bila, meaning when two mixtures mix in, they do not combine. So amay alulo. Why here would it be good? Why here would you say the above is good and the below is good? Maybe it's exactly flipped here. You're going to take the mixture and put some up and some below, and Rebbe Elazar says they're both going to work. Maybe all what was above was the tachton, and all what was below was the elyon. So why should he say it works if you say ein bila? So the Gemara says, hachamayaskinon could go into ika ruba elyonim. No, maybe the case in this price is that most of it is elyonim. That has the majority. V'kayoev lamala shir tachtonim the od. Right, you sprinkle lamala the amount of tachton the od. So it must be that some elyon was sprinkled elyon, because what you sprinkle lamala is the amount that was of the blood of the tachton and a little bit more. So even if you say ein bila, you did some of the lamala. So the Gemara says, but al tachtonim ala loktani. But it says even the tachtonim are going to work. But according to this, maybe the tachton was all elyon blood. So why should it work? L'shem shirayim. You're right, it doesn't work for tachton. It works for the shirayim of the elyon. But in a chinami, the tachton is pasul. So that saved Rav Ashi. Let's try again from the next line of the Braisa. Tashma, nasa lamata vilo nimlach. In this case, a mixture of lamala and lamata. What if you put it lamata? Not lamala. Velo nimlach, I didn't ask. Rebbe Lezer, Omer, yachzer, v'yitin lamala. No, you're supposed to do chatas before ola. Chatas before the others, but if you did it, just do it afterwards. Yachzer, v'yitin lamala, v'atachtonim alulo. And again, tachtonim or ola, so again, the kasha, if you say ein bila, so then why does it work? Hachanami, same ukimta, beruba elyonim, v'kayov lamala, shir tachtonim v'od. So you definitely have some lamala, don lamala. Iva tachtonim alo loktani, but it doesn't say tachtonim works. L'shem shirayim, it does not work for the tachton. It works for the shirayim of the elyon. Period. Tashma, third and final part of the brisa for now. Tashma, nasan lamala velo nimlach. What if you put him everything lamala velo nimlach? Elu ve'elu, not everything, or just first stage. That's what you did so far. Nasa lamala v'lo nimlach. You didn't ask and you did a lamala. Or the previous case where you did a lamata. Nasa lamala v'lo nimlach. Elu ve'elu modim sheyachzor v'yitin lamata. So if you did it above, everybody agrees that you do it below. Ve'elu ve'elu alalo, and both work. What do you mean both work? If you say ein bila, maybe it was flipped. So again, same ukimta. Hachanami beruba elyonim v'kayav lamala shir tachtonim v'od. Says the Gemara, but here you have a problem. V'ha'elu ve'elu aluloktani. But it says these and these work. Right? We said before, oh, it only works for the elyon, and the tachton is considered the shirayim of the elyon. But it says in this line of the Braisa, elu ve'elu alulo. Says the Gemara, miktanu elu ve'elu modim. Does it say they both shitas agree? Elu ve'elu aluloktani. Both bloods count. And what are you forced to say? Seifa asan, the Rabbanan, Dami Yesh Bila. Even if you want to say that Rebbe Eliezer holds Ein Bila, and that's his reason in the Mishnah in Para, and that's the Svara for the first two lines of the Braisa, maybe the third line of the Braisa reflects the Shita of the Rabbanan, who hold Yesh Bila, and that's why Elu ve'elu, both what was above and below, work. Work, period. So that is all diyukim that we had from the Braisa. So now we're going to go into what about diyukim we could have from our Mishnah. So that's where we start. Let's just do the first one. Tashma hanitanim matana achas shenasarvi hanitanim matana achas yinasa matana achas. One and one, one. V'yamret ein bila. But if you say ein bila, like Rav Ashi says, amayitanim matana achas. Why is that enough? One, dilma mehai kayov mehai lo kayov. How does it work for both? If you just did one, maybe you're only giving from one carbon and not the other carbon. Maybe it's not blended in. Answer, No, the answer is, as Rashi explains, you did two matanas. If you did two matanos, right, Rashi says, achas ba'achas, shir matana mizeh, v'shir mizeh. That's how much is here. You have exact one on Victani, you know, to Madonna Achas, Bishvil Kol Echad Ka'amar. Zaino Shte Matanos, Denimsu, Shtehen, Bimizbeach. So those would be on, both would be on the Mizbeach, and it wouldn't be a problem. Okay? The rest of that Baltosif Tosfas, by the way, that we didn't do yet, that will come up, Beth Hashem, on the next off. We only did the second half of that Tosfas, Beth Hashem will get to the first half of the Tosfas. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem, again, today's shiur was sponsored. This week's shiur were sponsored, L'Refu Shleima, Tinok Ben Rachel Esther, Eliyosi Alevi Ben Malka. They should have a Refuah Shleima. Okay? We will stop here.